Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation is Christmas in July is written in the Gospel of St. Luke, the second chapter, verses 8 through 17. And it came to pass, as the angels were going away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. This is our text. Well, on this, what, third Sunday of July? Merry Christmas. Seems a little odd, doesn't it, to be having Christmas in July. But when you think about what Christmas is really all about, maybe it's not such an odd thing after all. Just think about what Christmas means, what Christmas really is. It's God's gift to us of a Savior. It is God in the form of a tiny newborn infant coming to visit and redeem his people. John, in his gospel lesson that we heard this morning, talks about the birth of that babe in Bethlehem with these words. John writes, "In him was life, and that life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness." Picking up the words of Isaiah, we live in a dark world. We're talking spiritually. It's a spiritually dark world. Many people in our world today do not know who Jesus is. Many do not believe that he is the Savior sent from God. But we know. And we understand why he came. And we know what he did for us and for all people. But as John tells us, we have seen the light. And we believe that he is the Savior of all. So this morning we want to take a look at the shepherds and maybe learn from them what we can do in this dark world as we go about our lives, hopefully shining the light of Christmas into this world of darkness. The first thing we want to note about those shepherds is that they came with haste. What the angel said to them that night touched their hearts. They had never heard such good news before. Words that told them that a baby had been born in Bethlehem that very night, and that baby had come into this world to be this world's Savior. And not just a Savior, he is the Savior. That baby born to Mary and Joseph in Bethlehem that night was the fulfillment of centuries of promise. He is the long-awaited Messiah. He is God in the flesh. He is Emmanuel, God with us. And he has come to set us free. To set us free from sin and death. So truly, those angels' words to those shepherds that night were the goodest news they had ever heard. It was the best news they had ever heard. Their Savior had come. And so with great joy, the shepherds ran as fast as they could into the town of Bethlehem and searched diligently until they could find that child lying in a manger. And they recognized who he is. They saw in that child their Savior. And that's the key word in this whole story. They didn't just see a baby who would grow up one day to become a powerful king of Israel, who would raise mighty armies and would conquer the hated Roman rule, who would restore the throne of his father David and would raise Israel to be a leading nation in the world. Now, they saw in that babe their Savior. I'm sure they didn't know all the details of how all that would work out. They didn't understand at that point all the hows and whys he would do it. But they saw in that babe their Savior. Can you imagine what they must have felt when they first looked into the face of that babe in the manger? They saw light shining in the darkness. They saw forgiveness. They saw hope and peace. Their hearts were filled to overflowing with joy. It's no wonder that, having seen the babe, they glorified and praised God for all they had seen and heard. But that's not all they did. Luke writes, and when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. They weren't satisfied with just glorifying and praising God. They had to tell someone about this child. They had to tell everyone about this child. These good tidings were too good to be kept to themselves. And they knew that. And they understood on some level that when the angel said to them, this child is born for all people. Well, all people had to know. The whole town of Bethlehem, in the middle of the night, had to know this child had been born for them. And so with joy, they ran through the streets of Bethlehem, telling everyone they could find that Christ, the Savior, is born. What a wonderful example for us to follow. We've heard the same message of the angel again this morning. And we have come here to God's house to celebrate again that birth of our Savior. As we sit here, we know why he came. He came to save us from the consequences of our sins. And we know what he did for us. We know that he carried our sins and the sins of the whole world to the cross. And there on the cross, he paid the penalty for those sins. We know and believe that on the third day he rose to life again. And we know and believe that that resurrection is our guarantee that all of our sins are forgiven and that we have the gift of eternal life. And so we come to church every Sunday to glorify and praise God for his gift to us of a Savior. By God's gift of that Savior, by his grace through faith in him, we are filled with hope and joy and peace. We'll take another look at the shepherds. What did they do? They ran everywhere and told everyone what had happened. So we too, we cannot be satisfied with keeping the good news of Christmas to ourselves. If Christmas doesn't move us to action, then there's something wrong with our celebration. If the birth of a Savior, our Savior, fills us with joy, then in joy we must tell others about the birth of their Savior. If we believe that Jesus is the Savior from sin, then we must speak to those living and dying in sin all of the things that we have heard and seen. If we believe that he is the light of the world, that we must shine His light into this world that is so very dark with sin. Unto us, a child is born. To us, a son is given. God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. And you will call His name Jesus, for He came to save His people from their sins. Without Jesus, all people are lost in sin and dying under the wrath of God. Jesus came and was born to be the Savior of all people. He came into this world to be that one perfect sacrifice for the sins of the world. Everybody needs to hear that good news of Christmas. Everybody needs to know Christ, the Savior, is born. How important is that? How important is it that everyone knows and believes that the child of Bethlehem is the Savior of the world? Listen to these words of Acts chapter 4, verse 12. No one else can save us, because in all the world there is no other name given among mankind by which we can be saved. No other name. No one else can save us. Only Jesus. No one else can save anybody else in the world. Only Jesus. He came and He died for the sins of all people, for each and every person in this world. And if you don't know Jesus, you don't know peace, and you don't know forgiveness. If you don't know Jesus, you have no hope. You have no joy. If you don't know Jesus, you have no light. And you have no life. If you don't know Jesus, there is only darkness. And in that darkness, there is only sin and death and damnation. If you don't know Jesus, there is no Mary in Christmas and no happy in Easter. Every Sunday, we gather together here in God's house to celebrate the victory. The victory that Jesus has won for us by His death and resurrection. Sunday was chosen for a particular reason for our worship. Every Sunday morning worship was to be a mini Easter celebration. Every part of our worship service has behind it that Easter proclamation. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. And every part of our worship service should bring joy to our hearts. Why? Because every part of our worship service is a response to what Jesus has done for us. Every hymn we sing, every lesson we hear, every prayer we offer, every part of the liturgy, our confession, our absolution, is our response to that one thing. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. And if you know that, if you know Jesus, you know forgiveness. And if you know Jesus, you know hope and peace. And if you know Jesus, you know joy and love. And if you know Jesus, you know life and salvation. On this Christmas Sunday in July, we are reminded again of that good news of great joy. Christ the Savior is born. Treasure that good news. Be like Mary with that good news. Keep it in your hearts. ponder on what it means for you and what it means for all people. Then, like the shepherds, glorify and praise God for giving us his Son to be our Savior. And then, follow the example of the shepherds and tell everyone what God has done. For all those who believe, it will be a Merry Christmas. Amen. We rise.